Heralds of Hope Incorporated presents Hope for Today.
Hello, friend. I'm J. Mark Horst, your host, and I welcome you to Hope for Today. The program you're listening to is produced by Heralds of Hope. We're an international gospel media ministry. Each week, our Bible teaching broadcasts circle the globe in English and 22 other major languages, and tens of thousands of people tune in each week for spiritual nourishment and blessing. Now, if you listen to this program regularly, I'm alerting you to expect some changes to our programming in the next several weeks. At Heralds of Hope, we are a growing and a changing ministry. We are expanding our audience, we're adding new personnel, and we're updating our content. Eventually, you will hear a new musical introduction to the program, as well as some other changes. But one thing that won't change is our commitment to teaching God's Word. That's because the Bible is the only source of lasting hope. It's God's holy Word. You know as well as I do that we can't rely on the words of men, because men change. Think about all the unkept promises that people make. Maybe even specific promises that were made to you and then weren't kept. But God is not like that. He is unchanging, and He keeps His promises. His word is the same yesterday, today, and forever. The psalmist David said in Psalm 119, verse 89, "Forever, O Lord, Your word is settled in heaven." So, you and I can depend on God's word. And because God's word is unchanging and reliable, we share this teaching with you and with many other people around the world in various languages, in both print and audio. And we receive many testimonies of lives that have been transformed by the power of the gospel. Here's a testimony from a young woman in India who listens to our Hindi language programs. Here's what she wrote. "I am a longtime listener to your radio programs. My family members do not like me to have any Christian fellowship. They always oppose me going to church, but I continue to go to the church anyway for fellowship. In October of 2021, I requested prayer for my nephew, who was admitted to the hospital in very serious condition. He had fever and stomach pain. Your team prayed for his healing with much burden, and after 2 days, my nephew was out of danger and discharged from the hospital. I thank and praise Jesus Christ for His grace and mercy." What a wonderful testimony to the power of God and the power of prayer. We're so grateful that we can encourage this young woman through our Hindi language programs. Now, here's Dr. Yoder with today's teaching, Jesus is King.
I observe that rulers of countries, governments, claim their authority. They believe they have the right to rule. Many students of the Bible examine the life of Jesus and see only the works He did, the miracles He performed, or the teachings He gave, the words He spoke. There is much, much more to Jesus of Nazareth than the works or words. In the purpose of God, Jesus came as a king. What kind of a king? The King of Israel. In Matthew's Gospel, we read that when the wise men came from the east in search of him, they asked Herod, the king in Israel, "Where is he that is born king of the Jews?" Were you to take the time to research it, you would find that his birth has all the qualities for his kingship. And then many times during his teaching career, the crowds would have supported any claim he might have made for the crown. On one occasion, at least, they were about to crown him, but he refused it. In John 12:12-19, we have an experience that is quite the opposite. I want you to listen carefully as I read John 12:12-19. "On the next day, when they heard that Jesus was coming to Jerusalem, many people who had come to the feast took branches of palm trees and went forth to meet him. And they cried, 'Hosanna! Blessed is the King of Israel who comes in the name of the Lord. And when he had found a young ass, Jesus sat on it, as it is written, Fear not, daughter of Zion, behold, your king comes sitting upon an ass's colt. His disciples did not understand these things at first, but when Jesus was glorified, then they remembered that these things were written of him, and that they had done these things to him. Then the people who were with him when he called Lazarus out of the grave and raised him from the dead. For this reason, the people also met him, because they heard that he had done this miracle. Then the Pharisees said among themselves, Do you see how you gain nothing? Behold, the world has gone after him. On this occasion, Jesus accepted the applause of the crowd. Now from these verses I can establish the affirmations of his kingship. I do so first by the procession of the people. Our scripture text informs us that the people, when they heard that Jesus was coming, prepared a procession. They went out to meet him, and they took branches of palm trees. What is the significance of branches of palm trees? Branches of palm trees always signify victory. The rulers, the warriors, the generals, when they came back from victorious campaigns, marched into town bearing palm branches. Palm branches in this procession meant victory. And then there was a proclamation of the people. What they said was this, Hosanna, blessed is the King of Israel that cometh in the name of the Lord. The word Hosanna means save now. Here is a kind of exaltation, a glorification, a word of praise to Jesus. And they said, Blessed is the King of Israel, and added, He comes in the name of the Lord. So by the procession of the people, we have the affirmation established, He is King. But there is more. The second affirmation is by the prediction of the prophet. There is a quotation here from the prophet Zechariah. And the prophet Zechariah predicted this exact event 6 centuries before Christ. Jesus found a young ass, a donkey, and sat upon it, fulfilling the prediction of the prophet, which reads, Fear not, daughter of Zion, behold, thy king cometh sitting on an ass's colt. By the prediction of the prophet, we establish the affirmation that Jesus is King. What the prophet predicted, Jesus did. Then there was also the witness of the disciples. They did not understand what they were doing until it was all over. Afterward, after Jesus was crucified and rose again from the dead, then they remembered that they had done these things to him. You see how the prediction of the prophet fits right in here? Jesus came to fulfill all that the prophet spoke about him. That's really wonderful. Jesus is King by the prediction of the prophet. And then there is the third affirmation, by the proof of the Pharisees. The people who saw him and who welcomed him to the holy city, the capital of Israel, bore witness. They believed on him. The miracle of raising Lazarus from the grave assured them that here now is the King of Israel. I will also call your attention to the fact that the opposition admitted that there wasn't much they could do. They said, You see, the world has gone after him. Ah, yes, my friend. Many today, many follow Jesus. They are recognizing him, all that he claimed to be, and all that was ascribed to him. Even these of the opposition acknowledge that he is more than just a man among them. Oh, yes. Jesus is king. These affirmations have never been set aside. The people acclaimed him king of Israel. The prophet predicted him to be the king of Israel because he referred to the daughter of Zion. And the Pharisees admitted him to be king. At least they said, the whole world is going after him. Now, my friend, what do you do about him? Those who lived when he lived on earth said, he is king. What do you do about him? O Lord God, we come in humility because we have seen from this experience in the life of Jesus that he is king. I want to come to submit myself to his kingship, dear God, and acknowledge that he is King of kings and Lord of lords. And even though he does not now rule in the kingdoms of men as men would expect him to, I sincerely believe, God, that one day he will, for the scripture cannot be broken. I now ask for my friend, dear Lord, that the words of this truth may come to him and help him.
O Lord, help him to see that Jesus is more, much more, than his words and works. I ask this in the name of Jesus. Amen.
My friend, was this teaching helpful for you? If so, you can request a copy of it either on an audio CD or in a printed script. Just ask for it by the title, Jesus is King. The quickest way for you to contact us is to send an email to mail@heraldsofhope.org. That email address again is mail@heraldsofhope.org. Or write to Hope for Today, Box 3, Breezewood, Pennsylvania, 15533. Remember, you can request a printed manuscript or an audio CD of this teaching, Jesus is King. We'd be happy to send one to you. And when you contact us, you can also request our newest publication, Hope Herald. It's a study guide that follows these radio programs, and it will help you to learn more about what we are studying from John's Gospel. So ask for your free copy of the Hope Herald today. Now here's that contact information again. The quickest way to reach us is by this email address, mail@heraldsofhope.org. That email address again is mail@heraldsofhope.org. Or write to Hope for Today, Box 3, Breezewood, Pennsylvania, 15533. Remember, you can request a free copy of this teaching, Jesus is King. It's available in print or on an audio CD. And you can also request a free copy of our newest publication, Hope Herald. It will help you gain more value from this study in John's Gospel. And don't forget about the changes that are coming to our programming in the next several weeks. At Heralds of Hope, we are a growing and changing ministry. We're expanding our audience, we're adding new personnel, and we're updating our content. Eventually, you'll hear a new musical introduction to the program, as well as some other changes. But one thing that won't change is our commitment to teaching God's Word. And don't forget, our Bible teaching programs are available to you all the time and anytime at the website twr360.org. That's twr360.org. Thousands are logging onto the site for spiritual nourishment and blessing. You can join them and be blessed too. So I urge you to tune in next week as we continue our study from John's Gospel. And until then, I urge you to keep looking for that blessed hope.